Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello!
Nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
We call this the 15-Minute Morning Show. Or you could call this the Diamond and Garrett 15-Minute Morning Show.
Oh, I like that better.
All right, you want to go with that?
Yep. Hi, good morning.
I now crown it, or afternoon or good evening, depending on how you listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
I now crown this the Diamond. I'm putting your name first because
you
are the star.
Oh my God.
And Garrett, 15-Minute Morning Show. The rest of the morning show, a lot going on as we get closer to the holidays. A lot of ish.
Yeah.
A lot of ish happens after the show.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that need to go on just to get the show up and running for the next day. So with that, you got Diamond. You got me. We're hanging out post-Thanksgiving. Let's talk about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Diamond, you also said that you think you got scammed. Let's review that.
Oh, gosh.
And I got a new puppy.
You did? Oh, I did see that on Instagram.
We'll talk about that too. So
so
let's start Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. I worked on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, while my family was at the dinner table.
Did they do an early Thanksgiving for you?
No, but my dad dropped me off and he just stayed. So my dad came and stayed with me.
You know what? Your dad's a great guy.
He's so nice.
If you ever get to meet Diamond's dad, hopefully you will by chance in life. He is that guy that you'll probably remember for the rest of your life.
He's so nice. Oh my God. Henry Cooper, everyone.
Mr. Cooper, I love to hang with him. He's that guy that has the smile that will just, no matter where you are in the day or how up or down you are, will always put you in a positive mood no matter what.
Yeah, you got to see his dance moves. His dance moves are the best.
All right, fair enough. All right, so you spent the time. I'm sorry, that sucks.
I know. What are you going to do? But my family waited for me to get home.
But
and
it's one of those. Don't you think it's one of those stories, though? You say, like, I did it. So I can say, you know what? I worked my ass off. I had to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
As much as you didn't want to, you still did it because you're dedicated and you're a good employee.
Oh, thanks.
But you still did it. So I think it's one of those like battle wound stories. Like, yep, work Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, I did it.
Not doing it next year.
So then when someone complains to you, I got to work on President's
I'm like, are you
Day.
Kidding?
Like President's Day. Kidding? I worked on Thanksgiving in 2019 as you tell your 9 kids.
Right. And 9.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Hell
all right.
No.
I did one with both my side of the family and Allie's side of the family. So one big gigantic Thanksgiving dinner.
All together?
Yeah, there was about 26 people.
No.
All together.
Way.
And my family decided let's add one more to the mix. And which when you say you're going to add someone to the family, what do you automatically think?
A baby.
Right. So we decided to start with that, not realizing the repercussions of saying that, what would happen.
What?
So we told everybody we're adding someone to the family.
Oh, no.
And everybody started like, oh, my God, you're having another kid. And we're like, then that's when it hit us. We didn't think this through. It was one of those things. So I was the last one to walk through the door. And I walked in with the newest family member, Scarlett, our Aussie doodle, an Australian shepherd poodle. And I brand new dog. I got 2 dogs, 2 kids.
That's hilarious.
Brand new game in the kitchen. Who poops in the kitchen?
Oh, absolutely not.
Play it at home. It's great. Find out who in your family has pooped in the kitchen.
Have your children picked up the poop yet?
Not yet, thank God. And God forbid if it happens today, I will put it in a baggie.
Bring it to me.
I will bring it to you.
Don't
and say,
do
you,
it.
You put this out
you
in the universe.
You need to put that on Instagram. I think that would be funny.
What, the game? Who pooped in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Maybe, depending on how gross it is. We're still learning. We're still learning that there's an inside and an outside, the boundaries. Imagine, like, given, yes, you and I both got potty trained when
yes.
we were little, hopefully.
Yes.
I don't know if you are or not. Whatever. I'm just going to assume you are. But
let's hope so.
Just imagine, like, you have to learn to use, like, certain, like, this dog has no idea about life. Like
how
yet.
Do you train a dog? Like
it's all treats. It's all treats.
Really?
All treat inspired. Like I've never clapped so much for someone going pee or poop outside than I did in the last 5 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for an animal, but that's another.
I think it's one of those things, just like in anything in life. You think you're not until you do it, and then you jump off the cliff, and you're like, "There's no looking back."
It's weird when like touching a dog is weird for me. It's like touching a pregnant woman's belly as the baby's moving.
Right.
Just like,
There's something there.
Yeah, like.
But the dog's out. Dog's not like in anybody's belly. Sorry about that. The feedback on the headphones.
Uh-oh.
But it is kind of cool. We let our 4-year-old son Hudson name the dog.
Yeah, where did he come up with that name?
Movie? No, that is actually a crush he has.
No.
In school.
That's so cute.
Which,
Garrett.
It is, but it isn't, because later on in life, he's going to...
That's so cute.
I guess he's always going to remember his first crush, no matter what.
Oh, stop! I'm blushing like he named the dog Diamond.
Well, it's funny. We were like, did you tell your friend Scarlett in school? He goes, yeah. And we're like, what'd she say? She goes, I don't believe you. And I'm like, yeah, it's Scarlett. Yeah, so it was cute.
That's so cute.
So yeah, I spent it potty training, picking up poop, and eating turkey.
Sorry, I'm okay.
I deep fried a turkey.
Did you really?
Have you ever had deep fried turkey?
Yeah, we had it a long time ago.
Okay.
My grandfather did it for like a year or two, and he was like, I'm over this.
Yeah, no, my dad's gotten better. First 2 years we started doing it. We're only like year 5. First 2 years, though, firefighters at the house.
Stop!
Back-to-back years.
Garrett.
Yes.
No. Never happening over here.
We were.
It's not happening over here.
We had deep fried turkey, a lot of people. New dogs. So that was our Thanksgiving. Now we're on to the next holiday, Christmas. All right. So tell me, you walked in the studio, Diamond,
mm-hmm.
and you said, oh, no. And I thought something like severe happened. And it could have, because you didn't tell me the full story yet.
Right.
You go, I think I got scammed.
Yes. I'm very nervous right now. Well, first of all, today's my boyfriend's birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Coley. He's so cute. Anyway.
You think he doesn't look like Michael B. Jordan. I think he looks like Michael B. Jordan.
He really doesn't.
Oh, whatever.
My God. So I got him a leather duffel bag.
Okay.
Right? Really cute. Tried not to go
like
to
like gym type stuff. Like
no,
for
like
work?
Travel.
Travel, okay.
Because he travels back and forth a lot. So because
he loves you.
Huh?
Because he loves
oh
you.
Oh my God, I know. So he it was something that he said he wanted over the summer, and we went looking for one and didn't find it. So
you found it.
I found something like right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, online there were like bags that cost like $800, which I don't have, and then there was a bag that cost like $100, and I'm like, okay, well, let me try to find something in the middle.
Did you
right?
just buy this on Cyber Monday?
No, last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. Okay.
Tuesday.
All right.
And I'd like been researching a little bit, and then on Tuesday I made the decision. Like I like showed people here, like what do you think? What do you think? And everyone's like, okay, like gave their opinion on one specific bag. I order it. I get a notification saying, oh, do you want to get a travel size like little pouch for? They gave me like a huge discount on the pouch. I'm like, okay, cool, got that too. They told
me
that the pouch.
Did you get suckered for all the accessories?
Yeah, kind of. But the pouch that I ordered, they didn't have. It was on like back order, so they give me another option. I'm like, okay, cool. So they send me the tracking info on Saturday for the pouch, not the actual duffel. So I'm like, okay, I'll wait, like try to feel it out a little bit. I got another notification this morning, like because I signed up for like the text.
Right.
This morning, I got a notification saying that the duffel was en route, right?
The bag is en route.
No. I'm sorry. The travel pouch is
en
route.
Oh, the pouch, not even the bag.
Not the duffel. So I clicked to see like where it's coming from or whatever because the company said that they were based in New York City.
But their shipping is from where?
From China. And I'm nervous, guys, because number one, false advertising. Right?
Right. Why don't you just go to the store in New York?
I didn't think about it. And then, so now, it says that it's en route from, like, Hong Kong.
Right.
And it's supposed to arrive tomorrow by the end of the day. And I do not believe that. There's no way. I didn't pay for shipping. There's no way.
Well, this is what you get for trying to be cheap.
I know. But no, okay. In my defense, it wasn't like there were cheaper options online.
It's not going to be the size.
I know, but now I'm nervous that number one.
It's
going
to be like a doll's bag.
And do you have a ding button? Ding, ding, ding.
Go for it.
The prize, the jackpot. There's no contact information besides an email. I went on Instagram.
Shady,
I like
shady
Googled.
101.
I look at the reviews, and all of the reviews are not for the bags. They're for like
I never told you this story. So when I first started looking for my own apartment, probably about like 10 plus years ago. So looked on Craigslist. You can find anything on Craigslist.
No.
So you know. Living with your parents, you don't know, like, you either go to a building and you talk to someone there.
Yeah.
So started looking up ads. So I found an ad, and the guy goes, hey, listen, love to see it. There's the fee to look at the place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, makes sense. It's in Hoboken, New Jersey. Here, let me send you, you know, the $50. Sent the $50, went to go check out my possibly new apartment. Brand new,
Garrett.
Excited.
Garrett.
Went to go knock on the door. The guy was there, and this is where it turns into a movie.
What?
Like straight out of a 30-minute Friends type sitcom. Knock on the door. Guy goes, hello? And I go, hi. He goes, yes? I go, I'm here for the apartment showing. I just moved in about 6 months ago. I go, oh, are you moving? He goes, no, why?
No.
And then I go, did you put that listing online? He goes, no, what listing online?
Oh my God.
So I lost $50, made a friend for like, you know, 20 minutes. And so I've been scammed. We've all been scammed eventually.
Yeah, but $50 versus like $250, almost $300.
Yeah. And well, at least you'll get a bag. What size? Who knows?
No, but this is I'm nervous about the quality.
Oh, the quality's going to, it could be either the best bag in the world or it's going to just fall apart right in your hands.
What do you guys think? Should I, what do you think?
Yeah, send Diamond a message. Give it a day or two. Give it a day or two. Let it happen. Let at least try to get here the day it said it would get here. You know what I mean?
But what about the duffel? And why can't I contact you about the fact that the duffel hasn't been shipped?
That's a little shady too. So I would definitely have a backup gift ready to go and can send yourself out $200+.
I'm like freaking out. This poor guy on his birthday.
Poor you. You worked on Thanksgiving, got some good money.
Exactly.
And now,
and then I couldn't go. Went to Woodbury, like
Woodbury Commons. Yeah. It's an outlet mall where you can go buy, you know, stuff.
And what happened? I couldn't go because I had to work Saturday morning. And he's calling me at like 11 o'clock. Like, what'd you get me for my birthday? I don't want to buy like. You know, whatever it
is. Don't buy any duffel
bag. And I had to
bag.
Tell him.
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
So now
he's waiting for this gift.
So just like your story right there, Allie's birthday was, my wife Allie's birthday was a few weeks ago in November. And I'm at the point, I've learned a lot from Elvis, where you can't buy things.
Yeah.
It's more about experiences because you remember them more. Like we literally have everything. So Allie and I, for Christmas this year, are like, hey, let's do something together. Let's find like a 3-4 day weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Iceland because it's only a quick trip.
Oh,
it's super
super
cheap. You could do a lot of cool stuff, like ATVing, like at night underneath the star.
Yeah.
Like great stuff. I couldn't tell her. I was trying to, for her birthday, get tickets to go see her favorite artist in Vegas, Kelly Clarkson, which dates weren't released yet. So I'm like... She's like, oh, I'm booking our trip. We're gonna go in January. I'm like, I need to tell you your birthday present. I need to. I didn't have the tickets yet. There was a chance I couldn't have gotten. She goes, what? I go, I was gonna buy tickets, which I did, to go see Kelly Clarkson in Vegas. She goes, oh, but I had to tell her over the phone. I couldn't tell her in person to. So it was like, I know the feeling. It sucks, but you got to do what's right so you're not buying the same thing twice or ruining a trip or whatever. So
I know. I just feel so bad.
Show's not until April, so things worked out. But that's the other the other annoying thing is I didn't have to end up telling her because the Kelly Clarkson show's not until April.
Yeah.
And the trip's in January.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. So I just had to assume that I was going to go in January when we were off for like that 3-day weekend. So I know how you're feeling. It sucks, but I would definitely wait at least to say when one of the two bags is supposed to show up. And if it doesn't,
so tomorrow,
then cancel.
You got a good credit card? So on Wednesday,
yeah.
We need to have a conversation about
you got a good credit card that cancellation policies and all that stuff?
I want to call now just to like give them a heads up though.
What color bag are you looking for?
Brown.
Now, all right. Brown, just...
Brown leather.
Brown leather. All right. So there's plenty of people out there listening. We got 40 seconds left. If you know of a great, affordable brown leather bag that our girl Diamond can buy for her very good looking, not Michael B. Jordan boyfriend.
Best boyfriend in the world.
Boyfriend. Yeah. Don't make up for her now. Tweet her, hit her up on Instagram. What's Instagram real quick?
Diamond Sincere.
Diamond Sincere. There's the music. Hit up Diamond, let her know that you could get her a bag or you know where you could find a bag because who knows if she's going to get her birthday present and make it the worst birthday present for her boyfriend ever.
I know.
Hang in there. You got this. Someone has a bag. Secure the bag.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
You'll be good. Took me forever just to get that line. Do you know
anybody on Sam? From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.